In the Middle East today, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas appointed a top Hamas leader as the next prime minister. Ismail Haniya will now head the effort to form what he hopes will be a unity government, though most other Palestinian factions have said that they will not join a Hamas-led coalition. NPR's Eric Westervelt put together this profile of Haniya.
Ismail Haniya, a 42-year-old father of 12, was raised in the Beach refugee camp in Gaza City after his family fled a small village in what is now southern Israel during the 1948 war. His ideology was shaped by his years in the Islamist student movement in Gaza in the 1980s and as a senior aide to Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Haniya went to high school at a religious institute in Gaza and later studied at the Hamas-founded Islamic University. He became president of the student council during an era of frequent political and occasional physical clashes between Islamist students and the more secular student groups backed by the ruling Fatah movement. Not long after he graduated, Palestinians launched their first intifada, or uprising, against the Israeli occupation. Middle East political analyst Rami Khoury.
He's been in and out of Israeli jails for something like 25 years almost. So he's very experienced. These guys are pretty tough and hardened with what they've been through.
Haniya later rose to a top post as dean at the university while remaining a senior Hamas activist. Political analyst Mohammed Yaghi says over the years, Haniya became more of a realist than some of his Hamas colleagues in dealing with rivals and with Israel.
Someone who prefers always the national unity. And I can name Ismail Haniya as someone who is moderate and is leaning more to accept the realities on the ground.
And one of the realities on the ground is Israel's existence, which Hamas doesn't recognize and long-term aims to eradicate. It appears Hamas and Fatah could be headed for a confrontation over day-to-day running of the Palestinian government and the future of the peace process. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas continues to call on Hamas to recognize existing agreements with Israel and to pursue a negotiated two-state solution to the conflict. That's a fundamental disagreement with Fatah that Haniya politely puts off for further dialogue.
These differences in the political stand between the president and the government can be dealt with through dialogue and understanding that would preserve the Palestinian people's unity and the best interests of our people.
There are behind-the-scenes diplomatic moves to try to soften Hamas's stance toward Israel, but changes in tone and language are not likely to appease the West and Israel unless followed by concrete steps by Hamas to disarm and recognize the Jewish state. Analyst Rami Khoury believes that the hard work of governing will eventually change Hamas's politics.
As they take over the government and the responsibility of responding to daily needs, jobs, salaries, education, security, that will make them even more pragmatic and realistic. So I think this is the tendency we should expect.
But beyond Haniya, there are other more hardline Hamas leaders who remain dedicated to uncompromising militancy. Mahmoud Zahar is a 55-year-old Gaza physician and activist. He remains a formidable power broker in the emerging Hamas structure. While Haniya talks of a national unity government and dialogue, Zahar remains firmly committed to Hamas's long-term goal of destroying Israel.
This is our intention, to liberate our land.
But for now, it's Haniya, not Zahar, who's leading Hamas's first attempt to form a government. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.